Speaking of Croatia, they had the next game, which was once again a stunning, stunning game, I thought. Russia getting the lead early and Croatia almost pretty much straight away equalizing. And they thought they had it with an early goal in extra time, but almost in the last minute, Mario Fernandez, who would go on to miss a penalty in that shootout, got a goal. But I think, let's be honest here, I think that was basically as good as you could have expected for Russia before the tournament started. Their fans are definitely disappointed, and I understand that. Like, you want to see your team go very far, but they've done well, way better than anyone expected, and they've played well above their potential. Like, this
Yeah,
is like
exactly.
one of the best performances by a team of that this that I've had Russia. Like, this is a really good performance by their team, and their fans shouldn't feel upset. They lost to the better side, probably.
Probably. But it wasn't like Russia had a bad game either. Like, the
Yeah,
Russians
yeah.
played really, really well in that
Yeah.
game. And I thought it would go to penalties, and it did. I thought Russia might have been able to snatch penalties, but as it turned out, Croatia held their nerve better. But, penalties are always a
Yeah, and
lottery,
that
so.
goal, that save from Subasic and that first penalty, I think, was crucial because it kind of put Russia in like a, I don't want to say demoralized position, but it's always hard when you've missed the very first one.
Yeah, it puts them on the back foot. And then
Yeah.
the Russian player who kicked it wide, basically, that doesn't help either. Like, because that was after their keeper had pulled off a save, like, got them back into it. And then the very next one, you pulled it wide. It was just like, that was, both of those weren't going to help. It just makes it
A
that
bit
much harder.
I have to say, I do feel a bit sad for Akinfeev, the goalkeeper and captain of the Russian team, because I think if they had won this game and he's gone to the semis, he's another definite contender for that golden glove. Now gone behind Courtois, because obviously Courtois is in the semis. And even if, regardless of what the result is against France, he's got to play another game after that for that third, fourth playoff.
I mean, I felt a bit sorry for the
So,
Russian goalkeeper because he almost saved Modric's penalty as well.
yeah.
Like, he got his hand to it.
That was a very unlucky
Oh.
penalty as well. Yeah, that's true.
Got his hand to it, got it
So,
onto
but
the
penalties
post,
at
and it
the end
went
of the
in.
day is a luck of the draw anyway, but that's still very unlucky. And like the before, because the game against Spain, he did tell their fans, like we didn't really play all that well against Spain. We got in because we were lucky. Because look, it went to penalty shootouts, which is a very Russian way of looking at things. But he was right.
He was right. I mean, it is the way penalties are. A bit of a lottery. It comes down to so many things, and it can be, say, millimeters, if that, the difference between things working for you and things not working for you.
It doesn't help that, unfortunately for Russia, they had to have their four of their penalty takers from the previous game off for substitution were substituted off for penalties.
That doesn't really help either, but hey.
Yeah. That's being said, Croatia, they've had two hard games. Well, very similar to Italy in 2006. I can definitely see this team beat England. I can see England beat them. What are you thinking about this game? For both teams, this is probably better than expected before the tournament started. Actually, maybe Croatia expected their team to make it to the semis, but now they've got a shot at the finals. I don't think Croatia fans or the Croatia team are going to be afraid of England.
No,
And
neither of them are going to be afraid, but say vice
Neither
versa.
of them are going to be afraid of each other, of the other team, but Croatia are ahead of England in the rankings for a reason. England are no strangers to how good Modric is, but that I feel like this is where it gets tricky because I think that back four of Croatia's versus the back three of England's is where that the matchup could be ended. Like obviously if Gareth Southgate decides to change his formation and strategy in the semi-finals, this all, this analysis goes out the window, but I think having that extra defender in like a knockout game and playing that slightly more like having that defense be solid the way Croatia's has been for most of the tournament means that their attacking players like Modric and Rakitic don't have to worry too much about winning the ball back or being the shield in front of the central defenders. They can basically be deep lying mid playmakers, which is where they're very effective. And I think that's what makes Croatia's attack difficult to counter because the moves start from so far back. The defend, basically you need to have strikers who can defend against these sort of players.
I mean, Croatia is very good, as you say. They're a good team. Their defense is well organized. They're very hard to break down as well. They haven't really been had a lot of goals scored against them. I think Russia might have been the first one that scored any amount of goals against them. Well, Denmark scored one.
But, yep, yeah.
Like, it takes a bit to get goals in.
Yeah.
And as you say, Modric and co are very adept at creating attacking opportunities and finishing it if they need to. And the Croatian attacking front line is also very good at spotting things away. So England's going to have to be very much on their game defensively to stop that. But they're also going to have to be very good in the attacking third to actually break down the defence to score a goal in the first place. So
exactly. And their defence is coming up against Mario Mandzukic as a lone forward, which probably helps them.
Yeah.
It's a back three against a lone forward. But it's not really a lone forward because he's got Perisic, Ribic and Kramic. Really, it's really a front four there because that's how forward and attacking they can play because they know their defensive midfielders, Rakitic and Modric, are covering their back and their back four is very solid.
Yeah, so you're right. Like, they've got a lot of things going for them. That's sort of why they're this far flipped through the tournament too. So
too true.
It's going to be an interesting game. I sort of see it as quite a low-scoring game as well. Like, I don't feel like... Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of goals in this one. It's going to be very tense. I think both.
Yep.
That might be the difference, is which team sort of owns their own nerves a bit. Because Croatia, they're going to be nervy. It's the first time they've been to a semi-final since 98, was it?
And
this is the next greatest generation as such. You know, they had a lot of expectations.
I don't think this generation thinks they're the golden generation when that previous generation had players like Robert Pernesky and Davor Šuker. I think, looking back at that semi-final, I feel like they were kind of robbed. Some very clear penalties and goals not given to them against France.
Yeah. I mean, yes, that was very disappointing for them. And I don't mean to say this Croatian is better than previously, but this is their next great opportunity.
I think even if they were tactically, I think tactically this team might actually be better because all round. Than that other team, but that other team also has the whole thing of Croatia only got its independence 2 or 3 years before that World Cup, and they came from the war and direct to a World Cup semi-final, so that's always going to be something that's always going to have a special place in their nation's heart, unless this team wins the World Cup, that would be different.
That'd be different. No, that 98 Croatian team, that was something special. Like, not to take anything away from that team. That was a wonderful team. They did so much. And as you say, the backstory to them is just ridiculous as well. Yeah. It was that, to be fair, that 98 World Cup, to me, it was a wonderful World Cup anyway. But
It was. You're picking England in this game or Croatia?
Yeah. I'm staying with England for this one.
With England?
I will go with
Croatia then, just to be the opposite to you.
Fair
enough. And I also do think Croatia tactically have an edge over England in this game, but it's only such a small edge that it's still very even.
I think this is going to be nerves, and a little bit is whether England could control their nerves, because there's the problem's coming sooner or later. Like, this hype train just keeps on going, and like, it's all been built up, and there's so much expectation now behind them that they've been able to keep it aside for a while, but at some point it's going to come all crashing down. My prediction's in the final, where they lose on penalties, but hey, that's going to be hilarious.
Absolutely. And the other game, France-Belgium. I like Belgium, you like France, is that where we're going to? So, excellent, we're on opposing sides again.
Yeah, that's where we go. I actually like Belgium, but I think France has been a big game.
I agree with you. I think in every single count, France is like, there's fewer weaknesses apart from goalkeeper. Like, that's probably the one position where Belgium has overwhelmingly got a better player than France.
Yeah, definitely.
But in that attacking third, France is probably just better than Belgium. And that midfield is where France is definitely better than Belgium, because they've just got Kante. It just basically is all you need to say there. And the defense is like, France's defense is just beautiful. There's a reason why Roberto Martinez has had to swap and play around with that defensive. I would not be surprised if, for example, Martinez went with a back four again.
Yeah, yeah.
To go up against France. But that is, so basically, overall, man for man, France is better. The only thing is, like I said, it's France. They have a way of imploding before big moments.
They do. Much like the English team, this implosion's coming. It hasn't happened yet. You're like, when's France going to implode? It has to happen.
Exactly. And And we know that, for example, I don't think France's team would be able to just do what Belgium did, which is just switch to a back four and have their star players go just play out of position for the team.
Yeah, I know what you
that
mean.
Would
like...
just not happen. That would just not happen for France. The French players would just go, no, you get the best results by playing me in my optimal position. And every player in that team thinks that. And for good reasons, because most of them are the best players in that position in the world. Belgium, basically, their players are more than happy to just go, yep, we'll swap around. And just, if this is what works for the team, we'll do this instead. Yeah, so there's only, I think, France overall a bit better. But I think what Belgium clearly have more than France in this tournament is luck. And that off-mentioned, tactical flexibility that their coach is showing, which I think Didier Deschamps has not shown, because he's still playing Pogba as a defensive midfielder.
Yeah.
So while he's been pretty good this tournament in that position, we all know that, that's probably not getting the best out of one of the best attacking players in the world. But France has so many good attacking players. And do you want to leave someone like Pogba off? It would be a big call. Basically, that's the only reason why I think Belgium could beat France, is they're luckier and they have that tactical flexibility. And I think that Courtois is going to win Golden Glove. And usually the team that wins, that has their goalkeeper win the Golden Glove, win the trophy at the end of the tournament.
Yeah. Well, if you have the greatest goalkeeper.
Or goes to the final.
Yeah, if you have the greatest goalkeeper at the tournament, then you'd be pretty unlucky, really, not to have gone to the final, because your goalkeeper's on fire and saving lots of goals and doing wonderful saves.
Yeah.
So, you have to ask yourself about the rest of your defence if your goalkeeper's doing all that and then you're not making it to the final.
Exactly.
But, to me, though, France will win just because whilst they do have a history of imploding at big games, they had more big games than Belgium. And whilst this Belgium team is very good, and they've been very good for a few years now, I feel a semi-final at our World Cup is going to be a different level.
I think the best thing about this tournament is, regardless of how the semis go, we're super pumped about the finals. Any combination of those finals is great. It's going to be a great game. Belgium-Croatia, Belgium-England, or France-Croatia, or France-England... are going to be amazing games. I almost want to be wrong on both games so that we can have a 100 years war game with France and England in the final. Well,
to be fair, you get that in the third, fourth game predictions work. So.
You may not get that if England lose and France win, right?
Yeah. But I say your predictions are. As such that you get that in the third, fourth. Well, my predictions are such that we get that in the final. But
I'll be honest as well. The other reason why I picked the way I did is because I want the finals to be between two teams that have not won the World Cup before. Because I want a new team to win the trophy,
which is a perfectly valid concept, really. And having Belgium or Croatia win it would be amazing. Be fully behind that. It'd be amazing, you say, to have a new team win it. And both those teams would deserve it completely. They're playing outstanding. They've got wonderful players.
It would be amazing if Croatia did, because that would be the first team from Eastern Europe to actually win
a
World Cup. Because all the others have been from Western or Central, if you're talking about Germany, I suppose. But this would be the first team from the other side of the Iron Curtain or the former Iron Curtain winning a World Cup.
Which would be amazing as well, you're right. Any combination of these four teams is going to make an amazing final, and any one of those four winning it is an amazing win. It doesn't really matter which one it is.
Yeah,
there's a story there that makes it awesome, and you could even go back to the quarterfinals and even the ones that came out. Uruguay, Brazil, Russia, Sweden. All of those have been awesomely awesome as well. If any of them had won and gone through the semi, we could still be saying the exact same thing. Nothing changed. With that, which is, you say, it's been an amazing tournament because all the teams have been playing so wonderful. There hasn't really been a bad game, really.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, with that in mind, I guess that's all we have time for today. Thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing from you all.
See you next time.